News Radio KMAN's In Focus on your Wednesday morning. Troy Coverdale in for Brandon Peoples, joined by Jim Janant of Manhattan Area Technical College, as we talk about the college going forward and looking towards what will be a new school year come August. But there are some things that the governor has put into motion on the educational front that are items that affect the technical college going forward. Tell us a little about those, Jim.
Right. I've been fortunate the last 2 years to be on the Governor's Education Council representing the tech colleges. And some of the developments from that council have been the formation of a group called the Advantage Kansas Coordinating Council. And it's really aimed at both workforce development and economic development. They have three subgroups. One of those is called Talent Ready Kansas, and it's chaired by Alan Cobb, who's the state executive director of the Chamber of Commerce. And another one is Jumpstart Kansas, which aims at secondary schools and getting students ready for the workforce. And these initiatives are pretty important because they've really been more employer-driven. Many employers are on the Governor's Education Council. And so much of the work with this coordinating council is in response to the employer saying, can you do these things? So for instance, both the Manhattan and Wamego school districts are adapting to what's called work-based learning. It's one of their components. How do we give their students earlier exposure to career exploration, to career options, job shadowing, mentoring, hopefully moving towards internships, youth apprenticeships, early college with us? And in many instances, our goal working with these schools is when a student graduates high school, they will have earned a combination, an either or a combination of general education for like at least one full college year of gen ed out of the way, and or a tech ed certificate and a work credential. So they're ready to go to work. The amazing thing, again, with the pandemic, a lot of people, urban areas, a lot of companies are looking for rural areas to move to get away from the congestion of an urban area. And there are many more economic opportunities for Kansas than there have been in previous years. So how do we capitalize on that? Part of it, since the population has been stable to not growing, but in certain pockets of the state, like Riley County, Geary counties, we have a good growing population base, school districts that are growing. So how do we grow our own talent, if you will, to help bring businesses into the area? So we're exploring things like data analytics, transportation, energy sectors, healthcare, some areas where the state commerce leaders are saying, here's where we can expand and or attract and grow new jobs. And so that's one of the reasons I've been active with the coordinating council with Advantage Kansas.
We're seeing such a changing face of universities and colleges at this point, and a lot of discussion about really who should be seeking that four-year degree. This is a conversation that technical colleges are right at the heart at because of the fact that you are able to get a labor force up to speed in so many areas without that four-year outlay of time and energy.
So part of it is breaking through some traditions, some barriers, perceptions, if you will. In the old days, you send a student to the VOTEC, which is what we were years ago, because they weren't smart enough to go to college. But that's old hat thinking. You know, we're a tech college. I have the same accreditation as Kansas State University, as KU, as Johnson County Community College. What we're seeing more and more are, as we get students, whether they're traditional age or non-traditional, we provide hands-on learning. They like that. But it also is in a smaller environment, if you will. There's a limit to how many people I can put in welding, how many people I can put in a nursing lab. But they learn those skills, and then they're more interested in learning the why that a university provides. And so what we're seeing more and more is that our students realize, I can learn, I can do something, now I want to understand more. They get a good job, then that employer helps them pay their way on to get a higher degree if they need it, if they want it. And the world needs that balance of both skilled workers and professional people. And so I really appreciate working with K-State with what they do on the knowledge level, knowledge-based economic development, and we're the counter side of that, skills-based economic development.
We've got a caller on the line. Let's see what we have to say. Good morning. You're on In Focus with Jim Janant with Manhattan Area Technical College.
You know, a lot of years developing people in different projects, some of the college athletic coaches will work with the high school coaches of finding the next available opportunity with an athlete. By the same token, out in the industry, we in Votech are able to get skills. I did a 4-year state-approved tool and die here in Kansas and worked aircraft in different industries for a couple of years, and then did a state-approved electrical training apprenticeship for 4 years, and was down in Miami building, rebuilding, remodeling Baptist Hospital, and in walks one of my electrical, after several years, guys, and dressed in nurse's outfit. And I said, "What is this?" He says, "I went back to school after working with you and got my degree as a registered nurse." And he was working in the hospital after all that training. There is a future for adult, non-compliant, non-typical students in the Votech also. Thank you so much for your consideration.
It's exactly what we're discussing, in that it also allows some flexibility, too, to be able to maneuver into maybe another area that interests you.
He had a great story, and he brought up a key word, apprenticeships, and the state has recently formed a task force on apprenticeships. I've been talking to the legislature and the regions about it, as has Sherry Utesh at Wichita Tech. We're missing out on that. There's some kinks in the system with the state, and not blaming anybody. But I'm glad to see they're working on it, because we really see apprenticeships not just for traditional students, but for adults who want to reskill, upskill, because apprenticeships usually mean you're already employed and that employer now wants to invest in you to learn the next level. And so we're hoping to work on that pretty strong over the next several months with the state, and hopefully we can launch some more apprenticeships efforts through the tech colleges in the state, as well as our traditional workforce education. The opportunities are huge. The jobs are waiting. And they're good paying jobs. And the cool thing with the apprenticeships and our approach, students generally come out with low or no student debt. So they have even more buying power, more consumer power. I've mentioned before, about 65% of my students stay in Gary, Riley, and Pottawatomie counties. And so that economic impact just builds each year of I'm providing employees, taxpayers, and consumers. And that's pretty essential to this area.
Any final thought that maybe I've not touched on this morning?
Well, you know, again, a big shout out to the employers that we work with in Manhattan, the Chamber of Commerce, Jack over in Wamego. It's a great synergy in of all of us working together, communicating. A big shout out, you know, our relationship with USD 383. We're working towards getting the wheels unchocked, if you will, about the Career Academy concept. We'll have to talk more about that probably in a few weeks. There's some good energy going on in this area that doesn't happen in most areas of the state. So I hope people will appreciate it and keep supporting us.
It speaks volumes to the fact that folks understand that that the colleges, including Manhattan Area Technical College, mean an awful lot to this community and can offer an awful lot to these communities.
Yeah. It's, you know, I enjoy this job more than anything I've ever done in higher ed, and I've got the best employees ever. It's fun, and we enjoy what we're doing. Our people enjoy it, so we're looking forward to this new academic year, no matter what the challenges are. But we change people's lives, and that's what we're after.
Jim, I appreciate it. Enjoyed the time this morning.
Good visiting with you. Take care.
And you can't let Jim Jeanette go that easily.
Dave, it says I can't let you go that easily.
Because Jim always, and Troy, you're new to our conversations with Jim, because Jim always likes to leave some sort of rock and roll nugget with us.
On the spot.
At least he has in years past. So Jim, I'm going to allow you to share what nugget you may have in your mind today.
Well, I heard an interesting story the other day that Three Dog Night was responsible for Elton John getting a big boost in his career. I don't know all the details, but I thought that was interesting.
Well, Chuck Negron's birthday was yesterday, and you know, I was looking a little bit. He was one of the three lead singers for Three Dog Night, and yeah, you know how they got their name, right, Jim?
Oh, but I'm sure you'll enlighten me.
Okay, all right. You see, in Australia, in the outback, You know, if the the guys are out living out there, you know, they would sleep with their dogs to keep them warm at night. And three dog night meant that if you had to sleep with three dogs that night, that it was very cold.
Well, that's what we did up in South Dakota growing up. So I didn't know it was an Australian thing.
Okay. I didn't realize it was a transcontinental issue. So that's good. Greatest.
Dave, I'm going to send you a YouTube link. Some classic TV characters doing a commercial for McDonald's.
Oh, my. Okay. All right. In your mind, the greatest rock guitarist of all time.
Oh, my gosh, Dave.
I know that's... we had this discussion earlier this morning, and I thought then that we need Jim Jeanette to give his perspective.
Well, I'm going to go with one that I appreciate more and more every time I've watched him play, Joe Walsh.
Ooh! That's an unlikely candidate, but I am not going to dispute that. I love Joe Walsh stuff.
He's unreal.
Big James Gang fan, and... you know, of course, you know, all the work that he did with the Eagles, you know, and the work he did there with Hotel California. Yep. It's one of the greatest
James Gang guitar stuff
ever.
Yep.
Hmm. Well, just so that you know, because apparently you didn't catch in on the discussion we had earlier this morning. Jimi Hendrix was rated number one on that list. Just thought you'd like to know.
Okay.
Eric Clapton.
Where did Eddie Van Halen end up?
Number six, I think.
Mm-hmm. Was what I remember you saying, yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
Thanks, Jim. Thank you.
Jim Jeanette again with Manhattan Area Technical College. Dave Lewis offering the rock and roll nuggets.
I mean, this is Jim and I's deal.
I got you. I understand.
Yeah, okay.
In Focus returns tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, following the K-Man Morning Show.
And coming up next on News Radio KMAN, Ken Coleman, then the Dave Ramsey Show, Dan Patrick of the Game returns.